Welcome, everyone, to the Charisma News Podcast. I'm Taylor Berglund, and today I'm excited to welcome, over the phone lines, into our studio today, Jeff Rogers.
God's Word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge Him in everything we do, He will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, You are to love your neighbor as yourself. And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, Go into all the world and preach the gospel, that is the good news, to every creature. If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled through obedience to Jesus to share His simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com.
Jeff, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, Taylor. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us today. You have a really cool project. I'm excited to let our audience know about it. You are the executive producer of a new documentary called Blind Eyes Opened. So maybe just to start, can you tell us a little bit about Blind Eyes Open, the documentary?
Sure. Blind Eyes Opened is a Christian documentary on sex trafficking in America. So the goal of this film is to tell the truth of what's happening here inside of our own borders in America on the topic of sex trafficking. And so the film coming out on January 23rd, it tells the stories of six survivors who have lived through the horrors of sex trafficking when they were younger. And we understand and learn about sex trafficking through their stories and through what they lived through. And then in addition to that, there's a total of 42 interviews in this documentary from these survivors, as well as other experts from across the entire country, whether it be law enforcement, lawmakers, safe home operators, other organizations up in Washington, D.C., for example, national leaders, international leaders. So all of these folks then being interwoven throughout these survivor testimonies. And really then the film itself becomes a tapestry of deep diving into the truth of sex trafficking in America. But the one thing I want to point out is that there's a key to it. And the key to the film is that there's hope. There's hope for this issue. And the hope is in Jesus Christ. And so that really is the culmination of the message that this film delivers, is that through Jesus, we know that we can make a substantial difference in this problem in America.
That's a great message. How did you first get interested in the issue of sex trafficking?
That's a great question. And I tell you, it's a long story, but I'll make it short. So first of all, I came out of the corporate world. I spent 15 years in the corporate world. I have a wife of 21 years and three young boys. And after 15 years of the corporate world, my wife and I really felt called into ministry. And so with a board of directors, we founded an organization called the Ships of Tarshish. That comes from Isaiah 60. We founded that organization in 2011 with an objective of the organization to use media to reach the church on critical social issues. That's really what we did, our objective with this organization. The first project that we did was called Surrender the Secret, which was a very unique project. It was a 10-episode Christian reality TV series on post-abortion recovery. So we actually followed five women from Charlotte, North Carolina, as they went through a Bible study. And we see then over these 10 episodes of them dealing with the pain and the hurt of past decisions and coming then into the healing transformation of Jesus Christ. And so that was our first project. We released that on the internet it basically took off. We had a Christian network here in the United States take it into about 65 million homes that then went into about 125 million homes worldwide on another Christian network. And so just an amazing project. But then as distribution for that began to wind down, we began to pray for God to show us what the next topic should be, and felt very strongly that we should focus on this topic of sex trafficking. At the time, we didn't know anything about it. I had just begun to hear a little bit about it, and just very quickly felt, you know what, this really is what God's calling us to do, is to produce this documentary. And so we actually started this 6 years ago. So this has been a six-year journey for my wife and I and our board of directors to complete this project.
Wow. And over those 6 years, what was one of the most surprising things you found while working on this documentary?
Well, I'll tell you, that's hard to answer as far as the most surprising. I'll tell you a couple of the most maybe impactful. Yeah. First of all, is to understand the magnitude of the problem here inside the United States. Most people that might know about sex trafficking might still think that it's an international problem. It's overseas somewhere, maybe in Thailand or other parts of Asia. And while that's true, what many people don't yet know is that we have a major problem here inside the United States. We would estimate there are over 100,000 kids under the age of 18 that are trafficked for sex in America every single day. These are American-born kids. 60 to 70% of them come out of the foster care system, and they are being trafficked by U.S. citizens, and they're being purchased by U.S. citizens. And that's just the kids. That's not even dealing with the magnitude of the adult population trapped up in this. So it's a major problem here in the States. So that's one of those things that was just incredible to learn, terribly frustrating to learn, and really what has driven us to get engaged in this. Another thing I'll mention, though, as going through the process of the film was, and it started 6 years ago when we first began to focus on it, is to meet the survivors. And I'll never forget meeting the very first survivor that I had ever met that had been trafficked when she was a young child. And to learn her story was incredibly impactful for my life and for my wife's life as well. And then we talked to the next survivor that we ended up interviewing. And to hear her story was once again unbelievably disturbing and impactful. And so it was really through learning the stories of these survivors that my wife and I have now even gotten to the point of committing our lives to fighting sex trafficking across the country. So I'd say those are a couple of the things that have been most impactful here throughout the six-year journey that we've been on with the film.
It's a really good perspective. And I know that people are going to watch this. And like you said, it's not just an international problem. For many people, trafficking is maybe unbeknownst to them happening within their own community. For viewers who watch this then, how can they go about, what are some practical steps they can take to start fighting trafficking within their town or their city?
Well, always the first thing we would point to is awareness. And that honestly is why we titled the film Blind Eyes Opened. It's because either through intentional apathy of turning a blind eye or through just unintentional ignorance, most people are not yet involved in this or not yet aware of the magnitude of the problem. And so the goal of the film is to tell the truth of sex trafficking in America and to really open the eyes of the blind to this problem, to get them to understand this is a major issue in our own country. And it's not just affecting kids across the tracks. This is occurring in every community across the United States. It crosses all socioeconomic boundaries, all racial boundaries. And so it's an issue that literally all of us need to be aware of, all of us parents, all of us grandparents. We've got to be aware of this to protect our children from getting trapped up in this. And so first of all, like I said, is awareness and becoming involved, and then beginning to understand, okay, within your own community, what are other organizations that are involved there, how to get involved with them, and very specifically, how to get your church involved. That's why we developed this film in the very first place, is to engage the church. Like I said, that's why Ships of Tarshish was developed. And so it's to engage the church on this topic. So it's for individuals to become aware and then really to approach their senior leadership of their church to say, you know what, the sex trafficking is something that we as a church body need to be involved in. We've got to engage in this in our own community because we truly believe that it is through the hope in Christ that this problem can be solved. And what I mean by that is because sex trafficking is a supply answer to a demand problem. The reason we have sex trafficking is because there is a demand for purchased sex. There's a demand for purchased sex with our nation's kids. And so that's why sex trafficking exists. And so we go to understand then, where's the demand coming from? And even what's fueling it. The film dives deep into what's fueling that demand and uncovers the fact that pornography is the number one fueling factor to sex trafficking in America. And then we begin to realize there are an estimated 60 to 70% of men in America that are either addicted to pornography or regularly looking at it, 30% of women. And those stats apply in the church as well as outside the church. So it's also to engage churches in understanding that at the very core, at the very beginning of the problem, lies the issue of pornography. And we know the church has a large role in being able to stop that, because it's a matter of Jesus. It's a matter of Christ reaching down into the hearts of men and into the hearts of women to set them free from addiction, to set them free from the bondage that these people have when they get to the point of being addicted to pornography, or when they get to the point of actually engaging in purchased sex. And so the church has an incredibly important role here.
It's well said. I know that's something that's particularly important for many of our listeners, and I would imagine for you and for your team as well, is the power of prayer that we have as Christians, and the ability to intercede and see change in the world. What would you recommend that our listeners also be praying for regarding this issue when in their quiet time?
Well, I appreciate you bringing up the power of prayer, because through the six-year journey that we've been on in this topic, when we speak on this, a lot of people come up afterwards and they'll say, you know, how's this happening? How's this possible that people are actually doing these things to these kids? And what we've learned and what we know is that at the end of the day, it's not human what's being done. It is pure evil. This is coming directly from the pit of hell. And so we absolutely believe in the power of prayer. We believe spiritual warfare exists and that prayer can overcome that, that the power of God can overcome that. And so it's really to pray against this and to pray on how people can get involved and what that means. It's so critically important. We've developed for the film, we've developed a campaign guide for churches to be able to use this film leading up to its release on January 23rd as a ministry tool. And within that campaign guide, there's a prayer guide. We also have separated that out. So on our website, blindeyesopen.com, on the resources page, there is a prayer guide there as well. We also have an online tool, an app that we use on cell phones and online, that people can join the Blind Eyes Open prayer movement that's taking place leading up for the film. So really, it's all about prayer. It is about praying that more and more eyes are going to be opened, and that the body of Christ and the Church of Jesus Christ can stand up and engage in this and reach into the hearts of men and women to be able to stop the demand, which we know then can lead to a substantial impact on this problem in the first place.
Well said. One more question while we're talking about the spiritual dimension to this commonly discussed issue is, obviously we know from Scripture that God would hate this practice, because over and over in Scripture, we see that God is on the side of the weak, the vulnerable, the oppressed. And that's really a lot of the people impacted by trafficking. Can you speak a little bit to the just God's heart for the victims of trafficking?
Well, we know the Scripture tells us that it's better for a person to tie a millstone around their neck and jump into a lake than it is to hurt children. And so when we talk about the magnitude of this, with over 100,000 kids literally being raped for somebody else's profit every night, up to 20, 30 times a night, I mean, it's unthinkable what's happening to these kids. And so, of course, this is so near and dear to God's heart. And I mean, in the 6 years that we've been doing this, we feel that we're watching God begin to move with more of a sense of urgency to engage the body of Christ. When we travel the country and engage and talk with people who have committed their lives to fight sex trafficking, I don't have a real statistic on this, but a litmus test I would put out there says maybe 80% of these people are Christians. So God is absolutely calling his church to this. And we also know the Scripture tells us that we overcome the enemy through the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony. And so that's why the testimonies of the women, the testimonies of these survivors in the film are so critically important, because they lived through this, and then they're able to share how Jesus has helped them through their restoration and transformation, and how Jesus is the answer then to reaching, like I said, the hearts of men and women to stop this problem from occurring in the first place.
Amen. Well, if people want to go check out Blind Eyes Open, where can they go to do that?
So the website is the best place to go. It's blindeyesopened.com. And on that website, we have a resources page. We have links to view the trailer to the film. We have links there for people to buy tickets, so they can click on the Get Tickets link and find out. They can type in their zip code and find out what theater the film's playing near them. This film is being released by Fathom Events as a one-time, one-night-only event on January 23rd. So it's coming up here in 2.5 weeks. And so it's in nearly 800 theaters. So basically anybody that goes onto that website and types in their zip code is going to be able to find a theater within driving distance of where they're at. And group ticket sales are on there as well. There's also, like I said, information for churches to get engaged. So a ton of information on blindeyesopened.com about this one night only theatrical event of Blind Eyes Opened on January 23rd.
Fantastic. So we encourage all of our listeners to go check out Blind Eyes Open, The Truth About Sex Trafficking in America, when it comes out in theaters January 23rd, and continue to pray about this issue, continue to intercede before the throne room when it comes to these victims, seeing justice done and preventing further victims from being pulled into this industry. Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on the show today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor. We can't thank you enough for bringing a light into this darkness and really highlighting this issue as one that the body of Christ needs to get engaged in. So we really thank you for that.
Absolutely. Would you mind closing us out with a prayer?
Sure thing. So God, we just thank you so much for Charisma. We thank you for the listeners. We thank you for those who are committed to this fight and those who are being called to be committed to this fight. So we just pray that the six-year journey of developing Blind Eyes Open has come to fruition, and that the film can go out to the masses in the United States and reach those who need to be reached and touch them in a way that their heart can be moved to engage in this in some way. So God, we just pray for those who are trapped up in this, and we pray that no one else can be trapped up in this heinous industry in the United States. We put it at the foot of the cross. And we just trust you, Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. You've been listening to Jeff Rogers on the Charisma News Podcast here on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Taylor Berglund, and thanks for listening.